The psychedelic revolution is here. If you want to integrate your visionary experiences into your purpose, get clear on your entrepreneurial path, and help people while you do what you love, then this podcast is for you. Welcome to The Psychedelic Entrepreneur, Medicine for These Times. I'm your host, Beth Weinstein. I'm a spiritual business coach, three-time entrepreneur, and a lifelong student of psychedelics and sacred plant medicines. You carry your own unique medicine, and your medicine is what we need for these times. This podcast will help you to share your medicine so you can create transformation in the world. Listen in on conversations with psychedelic leaders, changemakers, and conscious entrepreneurs who are living proof that a better world is possible when you follow your heart and live in alignment with your soul. Hey there, welcome back to The Psychedelic Entrepreneur. I'm Beth Weinstein, and today I am going to be talking about one of my favorite subjects, which is how entrepreneurship is just like a psychedelic journey. It's just a really long, deep, intense one that never seems to end. So if you are on my email list or in my communities, so I have a Facebook group, I have an email audience where I share a lot of amazing stories and tips about your business very regularly. If you're on my email list, you've probably read one of my emails about this subject because I find it very interesting, and it's an analogy I use all the time, or a metaphor. And by the way, if you're not on my email list, you can go to my website and get a free training and join my email list at any time. I actually have multiple free downloads, and one is how to start and grow a psychedelic business. So please go ahead and sign up for that. But so let me tell a story. So this was about, I think, 6 or 8 weeks ago or so. An acquaintance of mine who also works in kind of the psychedelic space, who's kind of an influencer and has a podcast and a really great guy. He reached out to me for one of my exploratory calls to explore working together as a client. And I was actually really surprised because I was like, well, I thought you had this huge business. You know, you seem to be doing well. You're out there. Everybody knows your name. But we got on the call and he shared this secret with me, is that he said, you know, I'm actually really scared to share myself. I don't like to promote myself. I do this great work, but I don't share it with anyone. I never offer anything. I don't ask for money. He has some sponsors, but that's pretty much it. And really he shared this fear of, didn't want to be an annoying guy that's promoting his work and his podcast. He doesn't want to feel sleazy. And then, of course, when we dig a little deeper, you know, I walked him through a process that I do on these exploratory calls where we dig a little bit deeper into what's really beneath that, what's really beneath the fear or the doubts or the stories you're telling yourself. So I asked, you know, what is it you're afraid of? How does it make you feel when you do share your work and you do promote yourself, or you do tell more and more people about what you offer? And of course, you know, he said, it's like, it all comes back to feeling like an imposter, the imposter syndrome. Who am I to do this? You know, I've only had 30 years of experience, and I'm not a doctor, and I'm not a, you know, world renowned author, and I'm not huge and famous. So who am I to do this? But who are you not to do this? You know, so there's always a way to dig a little deeper and turn this around and start to explore where is that root of the imposter syndrome and how can you get past it? Because in a way, the more he or you or anybody gets stuck in that place of, who am I to do this? I'll never do this. I'm not good enough. I'm not blank enough. I'm not this enough. You know, I'm not famous. I haven't published a big book. I've only studied, you know, this many things and not 10,000 things. You know, in the end, you're really keeping your work from reaching other people, which is actually a disservice. And in a way, it's actually you being quite selfish, right? Because now you're not allowing so many people to be able to access you or work with you or buy whatever it is you're offering that will actually help them. So we got really deep into this. And I had said, look, like, you've worked with a lot of psychedelics. He's like, yeah, of course. You know, this is like his path. So I said, clearly you understand how to sit through some really tough, scary experiences that can feel really overwhelming and overpowering and sometimes even take you to that edge of like, I am going to die. And of course, he's like, yeah, you know, that's part of the whole psychedelic journey. As we know, if you have not yet had a psychedelic journey that brought you into your fear, I would actually be one to say you haven't had a true psychedelic journey, because they do tend to take you there, not every time, but very often, because that's part of the growth. That's part of the experience. So that feeling that comes down to the ultimate, which is like, I feel like I'm going to die. You've probably heard this before, but there's people that truly feel that speaking in front of others or speaking in public or speaking on a stage or even speaking on video or like this on a podcast actually feels like death to them. And if anything, it actually feels worse than death. This is a common issue that the human psyche is up against. And really, this is where I talk about this a lot, this interconnection between being in a psychedelic journey or a ceremony or working with ayahuasca or working with, you know, psilocybin in large doses or somewhat larger doses or iboga or the bufo toad medicine or anything like that. They can take you into really scary, uncomfortable places. And of course, I only know this from many, many experiences of being there, including just recently, like literally just a few weeks ago, it happened to me. And this is very similar to what comes up on the entrepreneurial path. You will have all your inner fears brought to the surface and be tested and really start to feel that deep, deep feeling of like, you know, the imposter syndrome I hear all the time. Who am I to do this? What will people think? Being seen, that's another one. You know, so first of all, not being good enough, not being worthy enough, not feeling trained enough, not having enough, you know, education, not being famous enough, not having a big enough following. I could go on and on. That's generally the imposter syndrome that a lot of my new clients come to me feeling. The next one is like being seen out there, right? Like, what will people think? My friends and family will judge me. What if they think I'm not good enough? You know, what if they make fun of what I'm up to? Or what if they judge the psychedelic path? And then there's that feeling of like, okay, I don't want to be seen. Who am I to do this? Imposter judgment. There's many, many other fears that end up coming up. You know, for me, it was like, I was afraid of losing friends. I was afraid of actually being too successful. What would happen if I was too successful? Then I would lose another set of friends, or I didn't identify a certain way, or like, how powerful can I be? So there's a lot that ends up coming to the surface, which the only way through these fears and limiting beliefs and the mindset that holds us back of, there's many others, like, how do I start? I don't know what to do next. I don't know what to do first. I don't know what steps to take. How do I even get clarity on my business? You know, what is the first thing? And then there's also the confusion of, there's so much illusion out there. You know, people think they need to have a website or a podcast or a book or 10,000 trainings or go through 10 programs or go do a psychedelic integration program first. And then none of this is actually true. This is all coming from a deeper sense of not being good enough or not being worthy enough or not being fill out the blank enough. So it really, you know, in the end, this path, especially as a newer entrepreneur, this path of entrepreneurship brings up so much inner fear and doubt and limiting beliefs that really hold us back, you know, these blocks that are really stopping you from living the life and having the business that you want. These are a very, very common things that I see happening with a lot of my new clients that join my group mastermind or my intensive or any of my other programs. And this is where I believe that people who have worked with psychedelics are actually at an advantage here, right? So as all this scary stuff comes to surface in your business, especially when you're first starting, it's going to feel very challenging and painful and uncomfortable, which is the same thing that very often happens with psychedelic journeys. So you know, and of course, if you're doing something like MDMA, where it's just feels good, that's a little different. But I'm talking about the true psychedelics, which, you know, MDMA is slightly different. But where things really are meant to come up, that is actually one of the points of doing psychedelics. It's not to just feel great all the time. It's actually, you know, that the healing with psychedelics really comes through bringing all this darkness, the fears, the shadows, whatever you want to call it, the shadow self, bringing it up to the surface to then be seen, which is the only way it can be healed. And this is the exact same thing that happens within your business. And it's the only way to become successful in your business. I'm telling you, especially if you are called to be a coach or a healer or some kind of a psychedelic leader or psychedelic integration coach or some sort of spiritual transformational leader, this inner work is what will make or break your business. So if you're not willing to go there, if you're not willing to get really uncomfortable and do the inner work, I can tell you right now, you will stay stuck and stagnant. This is why it's so effective to work with a coach or be part of a mastermind or some kind of a group program where you're supported through the process. Because when you're with someone who gets it, who's done it before, who's holding you in a safe container, along with, you know, other people going through the exact same thing, it becomes much easier to process through the darkness and the doubts and the limiting beliefs versus just trying to do it all alone on your own. So I've been here multiple times throughout my entrepreneurial journeys. This is my third business, so I've gone through it with every business. And every time I up level, I go through it on a new level because each time we go to expand, you know, this is the nature of our reality, of our experience as a human is, and everything in the universe, essentially, as we know it, is contraction and expansion. So before you go to expand, there must be a contraction. It's just like the breath, in, out, same with the ocean, right? It's everything, as above, so below. So, you know, the more you can recognize like, okay, I am going through something really hard where a lot of my stuff, my darkness, my shadow, my fears, my doubts, my limiting beliefs are now coming to surface. And if you can really learn to sit through it and feel the feelings and, you know, integrate some of this other work like I do a mix of bringing in mindset, you know, a way of doing like little bits of NLP to shift your mindset, but also somatics and bits of somatic therapeutic process to help you really feel it in your body and move the energy that's stuck so that you can let it pass, which is the only way to release this blocked energy from your being, from your, it's not just in your body, it's everywhere, right? It's like mind, body, spirit. And you can't really bypass it. You know, you can't just do affirmations only. You can't ignore it and repress it only. You can't take a drug and hope that it goes away only. You have to actually face it straight up in the eyes and learn to sit with it and go through it. And this is the same thing that happens in your business. So for example, if you're about to launch something new. So let's say you've just started a business, you want to become a coach or a healer, and you work with someone like me, and you've developed this whole offering and this whole program that you intend on being like your first offer to grow your business and help other people. And you start to put it out there. You know, you start to learn my methodology of sharing your own unique medicine, which is what I teach inside of my programs. And all of a sudden, your body starts shaking, you get scared, you're like, oh my God, I'm about to share this with the world and start talking about it and doing live workshops or doing videos or doing, you know, collaborations or starting an email list or whatever it is. And you just start to get scared because then all the fears and doubts start to surface. And the only way to get past this is to go through it. You can't just ignore it. And honestly, you cannot actually have a successful online business if you don't tell anybody what you're offering. So it is part of the game. You have to communicate to other humans so that they know what you are offering so that they want to purchase it from you. And if you don't have a way of communicating with other humans, I'm not really sure how you're going to be able to get people to you know, want to work with you and buy your offering. So you really have to learn how to step back, become the observer of these thoughts, you know, the monkey mind, the self-doubts, the limiting beliefs, and really feel into it and feel the feelings that surface in your business just as they do during an ayahuasca ceremony. So for example, and I know this from lots of experience, let's say you're working with a medicine, you know, psilocybin or ayahuasca or something similar, where it tends to be kind of a roller coaster of feelings. You know, some moments are beautiful and amazing and all is well. And, you know, all you can feel is like the connection to all and the heart opening and the beauty of everything in life. Of course, that's the beauty of it. But then the wave comes where it shows you something very dark, or some of your trauma comes up, or even the collective trauma of the world, or, you know, shows you mass destruction or something going on in the world. Who knows? I mean, everything has pretty much happened to me. And I have tried to run away from those dark, scary visions that occur through psychedelics, where like all of a sudden it gets really uncomfortable and then you start to see things and then like, you know, trauma comes through and you're like, oh my God, I can't go there. I just can't feel that, you know, and then all of a sudden you get anxious or scared or you start to cry. And there is a tendency of wanting to just shut it down, which, you know, with psychedelics, you can try to do. It's very easy to kind of switch off that psychedelic journey and switch into something else by moving, getting up, going to the bathroom, distracting yourself with other thoughts. You know, I've heard different theories about maybe even purging is a distraction, which I know I've used that as that, like, oh my God, I can't go there. Let me just purge. but really, the most beautiful way to get the healing from the psychedelic and from the journey is to sit with it and go into it. And get curious, right? Just start to explore it. Start to talk to it, right? Like I've had, oh my God, I don't even know which example to use because I've had this happen so many times. So one of my probably scariest experiences ever where I really thought I would never touch psychedelic medicines again in my life was, I don't know, it was about five years ago or so. It was so much, like it was everything coming to surface, my mind, everything around me, my life, the collective. It was just so intense. And I was breaking, like I thought I was going to go jump off a cliff during that ceremony. And it really put me to the test where I just could not sit still and I couldn't sit with it. And every time I closed my eyes, it would just brought me back and back. And finally, there was this shift after what seemed like a really long time of suffering, right? Of me being like, oh my God, this is horrible. And I remember just being like, I hate this medicine. This is a bad batch of medicine. You know, even though it was the same person I have sat with for many, many years and I was in Peru with him and, you know, I trust him and there is no bad batch, right? It's like, it just is. Sometimes it reacts one way and sometimes it's another way. And you know, no one knows why. I do believe it has a lot to do with our own psyche and also the collective as well. But eventually what happened is I had this epiphany moment after really kind of internally freaking out for a while where it hit me really hard that this was the cause of the suffering, was the fact that I was trying to run from it. And it hit me, you know, I've been on a Buddhist path for a very long time, and it finally occurred to me what true liberation was. Even though I had been studying this for many years, they had literally laid out what liberation and like enlightenment, quote unquote, really was, which is freedom from our own internal suffering that we create for ourselves, which is what most humans on this planet do. So through that journey, I had this aha moment of like, oh my God, I am just perpetuating the suffering. In Buddhism, there's a story about the double arrow. I forgot the whole parable, but essentially what it is, okay, there's an arrow that hits you. Like, let's say you've had some trauma. An arrow hits you in your heart is broken. And it is, you know, like I'm not denying the feelings. So you're feeling those feelings. But then the double arrow is what we as humans add onto it. So it's like, okay, there's already an arrow in our heart that hurts. And then we create all this extra suffering where there's a second arrow that goes in to the other arrow or in where the other arrow is. And so it's now doubled. And this is essentially what our human monkey mind is designed to do. It's like we're just kind of creating more and more suffering for ourselves. So really, this moment really taught me something about, okay, well, the way through this is truly through. So the next night where I had to drink medicine again, and I really questioned it, I was like, maybe I shouldn't, maybe I should just quit forever. I actually knew I had to go through, right? Like I knew there was something in there where I had to learn to just sit with it. And what was very interesting is I had a moment in that next night where something unpleasant, something that had come up for me many times was actually intergenerational trauma that like I've known about, but just done so much work on, but it was still there, right? It's like in my body, it's an energy, it's a being, and you know, wasn't like fully healed, quote unquote. And this came up to surface, and it's always come up in an image that was very dark and not the easiest to look at. Because it's also very sad, you know, something that's actually happened in my family that is upsetting to think about. But it is the reality it happened. So that night, I remember seeing it and my immediate reaction was like, oh no, here we go. I don't want to see this again. And I remember like starting to run off. And the spirit of ayahuasca or some plant, because I was also dieting other plants, there was a spirit in my vision / body, it was just in my being, that stopped me and showed me like, no, you actually have to sit with it, see it, and love it. So this is the same process that happens in business. So there's always going to be something that's really triggering or scary or brings up your own self-doubts and fears and limiting beliefs and, you know, or something that goes wrong or a client gets pissed off or, you know, people say no or you get haters on the internet or whatever it is. There's always something, you know, but the reality is this is part of business, especially as a leader in, you know, especially if you're a psychedelic pioneer in kind of this new, quote unquote, new space, right? Like there's definitely going to be the haters and it's not just in psychedelics, it's everywhere. So there's always going to be something that feels challenging or tests your limits, your mindset, and your own internal belief in yourself. And very often you're going to be up against the doubts like, oh my God, I just had 10 potential clients say no to me. Maybe I should just give up. Maybe I should quit. Maybe I'm not good enough. These will happen, but the only way in and the only way to build your muscle of, you know, strength and resiliency and also like a deep, deep self-love and self-worth and self-belief and self-trust is really to go into it, you know? So this is also where you can use your experiences with medicine and apply them into your entrepreneurial path and your entrepreneurial business. And I really believe that medicine prepares us for business more than anything else. Because if you can learn to really sit in that fear and sit into the discomfort and see it differently, like see it from a higher perspective of like, okay, let me allow this and feel into it and just give yourself that love and compassion for whatever it is, like, let's say a bunch of people said no to your offer. You know, you had a bunch of calls with potential clients and no one's saying yes. You know, if you could get angry or you could quit or you could just say fuck all of them, like, and push it onto the external, or you could just feel what you're feeling, which is like, okay, I'm feeling rejected, and maybe go into a deeper level core wound that you have around rejection or not being good enough or feeling alone or abandoned or whatever it is, you know, there's always something deeper. And just let it feel, you know, like go into the feelings and give yourself love and compassion and tell yourself a new story around this, you know, which is, of course, not bypassing, but feeling it fully and then recreating a new story, which is like, okay, there's 8 billion people on the planet and maybe 10 people just said no, but there's potentially 7 billion 999, you know, people left who might want it, you know, and the reality is you only need 10, 15 clients to build a six-figure business. So if you can really feel these feelings and just see these thoughts of fear, imposter syndrome, not good enough, not worthy enough, just see them for what they are, which is literally just a thought. Like you almost, this is where it becomes very important to have a daily practice to engage your observer mind, which is the mind that can step back and see things like, okay, that is just a part of me that doesn't feel worthy enough, or that's part of me that feels rejected, or is a core wound of feeling left out or not worthy, you know, and just engage that observer and the higher self and know that this is just part of it. Just like in any psychedelic journey, there's always the ups and downs, there's always the waves, and in the end, you will come out of it. And for the most part, I mean, pretty much every time I've ever worked with psychedelics, no matter how hard they are, the hardest journeys I've ever had, I always come out at the very end laughing with gratitude, with love and aliveness and belief in the goodness of the universe and the world. And we all know that feeling. It's like that universal hug you get at the end of a really hard journey. It happens to most people. And if it maybe doesn't happen one time, it does happen the majority of the time. So this is the same thing that happens in business. And if anything, I believe the more you're able to really embrace these dark moments in your business and really embrace all the shit that comes to the surface and learn to give it that love and compassion and see it and transmute it, the quicker you will actually grow in your business. I do believe there's these initiations in life and businesses that keep bringing you up to the higher level. But if you just stay stagnant here and in your fear, like the guy I talked to on that call, you know, who's like, well, I'm just going to do this and not share with anybody because I'm too afraid, or I'm just have this belief that it's sleazy to share my work. You know, what happened to him then is he stayed at the same point in his business for years and years and years and years and was not making much money at all. And that's where it's like, you have a choice. You have a choice to jump through the fire and rise out like the phoenix out of the ashes, or you can just stay stuck and accept that that's why you're not making more money. That's why you're not growing. That's why you're not getting anywhere. That's why you feel paralyzed and held back. So most people, it seems, on this planet really like to just stay stuck in the status quo, which is like, you know what? I'm too afraid. I'm not going to take any risks, or I just am not willing to get uncomfortable, especially people who want to start their business. I see this a lot. You know, like I really want to start my coaching business, but I'm too scared, or I'm not good enough, or I'm this. So I'm just going to stay stuck. And I actually get a lot of clients joining my mastermind program who say, like, I've been thinking about this for 3 years or 5 years, or, you know, I can't stop thinking about it, but I just don't know what to do first. And I'm really scared, and I don't want to do it alone. And that's when they finally decide, like, it's now or never, let me join your program to get the support to guide me through this really deep and uncomfortable initiatory process of starting a business. And I'm telling you, starting the business tends to be some of the deepest, hardest parts, you know, because it's new to you. Of course, when you're an entrepreneur for many years, you've already built up a pretty good business, like now you're used to those fears. Like for me, whenever I feel fear or doubts or these limiting beliefs come up, I'm like, oh, cool. Something to look at, something to sit with and go into the fire with it, because I know, because I've now proven it to myself enough and I've trained myself to know this, that when I go into the fear and the doubts and limiting beliefs and I do this process work, I always come out with an up level, which is, you know, more clients, more people in my audience, and more money and more leadership and more impact and change in the world, which is actually all I'm here for, is the impact and the change in the world. But it's like, do you see what I mean? You have to kind of go into that fire and rise out like the phoenix out of the ashes in order to get to that next level. And that first 6 to 12 months in your business is probably, I would say, one of the hardest parts. But this is why when you're supported in you know, a container with someone who's been there, who gets it, who understands the depth of this process on so many levels. You know, this is not just a mind level. This is a body level. This is an energy level. This is a spiritual level. You know, this is something that the soul is actually going through because it needs to. It's part of the natural expansion of the soul. So when you're held in a container, it becomes much, much easier. So if you can learn to separate your fears and your doubts from your higher self, you know, and really see this as there's, you know, this lower self and a higher self, and really sit with that discomfort and the pain, and sit like this is an ayahuasca journey or a psilocybin journey, and just feel the fear, but go do it anyways. This is where you get the success. And this is you definitely have the higher likelihood of success than anyone else in business, I believe, because as a medicine person, you have done the work, you've done that training. So all you have to do is apply the same thing that you do in medicine ceremonies into your business. So, you know, and really the reality is, you know, when you start to gain this higher level soul, higher self perspective, you realize you are not going to die by starting a business. You are not going to die by sharing yourself and your new business with people. You are not going to die even if some of your friends judge you. By the way, most of the time that people judge you, you have no idea if they're judging you because they never say it to your face. So that's one good thing to know, is that you never even know when someone's judging you. You're making it up in your head. The only time I know for a fact if someone is judging me is if they write directly to me with their judgment, which, you know, at my level only happens, you know, when I say my level, I have a pretty big audience of random people that have never met me in their life, right? So then I get the randos that just want to hate, but I only even get those like once every 6 months, and it's fine. I actually just find it very amusing, and I use it as fuel to make a bigger impact in the world. But for you, you have to remember there is this part of your brain that feels like it is being chased down by a tiger. But the reality is you are safe. You are secure. There is nothing that's going to happen to your being and your body and your soul and yourself just by sharing your new business and putting yourself out there in the world. What's going to happen is you're going to end up serving people and helping people and making a difference and becoming a leader and a pioneer in the world. And that's the higher self path. So if you just tune into that more than you tune into the monkey mind that wants to keep you safe and secure and feeling comfortable, this is a path to keep following. You know, follow the golden nuggets, even if there's some discomfort, even if they bring up a lot of fear. And what can happen, which actually happens to me now, is you start to feel, for me, I actually can feel a shift inside of my body when I'm about to go into a major up level. Like I actually know when I'm about to make a ton of money. And by the way, the money is not necessarily from business. It comes from the universe. So sometimes it comes from anywhere, but I can actually start to feel it in my vibration. Because it's usually when I went through something pretty deep and got support to get through it, then all of a sudden things start shifting. My vibration has just been raised, and my energy is clearer, my channel is clearer, and my higher self is now pulling me up to the new level of the self. And the more you can pay attention to that versus the part of your monkey mind that's telling you stories of, I'm not good enough, I'm scared, I haven't done this enough, I'm not famous enough, not blah, blah, blah. Haven't done enough training. I don't know what to do. I feel lost. I feel overwhelmed. I feel stuck. I'm scared. What if I fail? What if I succeed? What if I lose all my friends? You know, you have a choice always to tune into that part of you or tune into the higher self that's actually pulling you up to the next level of your expansion in your life. So anyways, that was just a little story of how business is just like medicine and business is just like a psychedelic journey. And the more you can start to tune into that and really start with the awareness, because that's where it all has to start. Again, this comes back to really having a daily practice. I prefer meditation, chanting, visualization, whatever it takes, journaling, whatever you do, meditation's number one that really helps engage that observer. And I like using these hands. Like, there's this observer out here where you can separate your mind and separate yourself and really engage in that higher self and witness from the outside the possibility of the path that you're on. And the more you can stay connected to possibility and to what the future holds and where you want to be in 6 months and 12 months and 2 years, that's the path that will pull you to your next up level. So I highly encourage you to try this out. And if you need any support, you know where to find me. I have an amazing group mastermind with such an awesome group of people, really high level, high vibration people who are all, almost all of them, are on the medicine path, who are new entrepreneurs creating a business that they love, that helps others, that creates a difference in the world. Just so you know, my mastermind is always open. It is rolling admission. You can join at any time. I also have a group intensive program that is open for enrollment twice a year. If you want to get on the wait list for the next one, which will open in the fall, just go to my website, bethaweinstein.com, and add your name to the wait list. While you're there, feel free to download one of my free trainings on how to start and grow your business or start and grow your psychedelic business. And please, if this episode or this podcast has been valuable to you, I would love it if you could just take a moment to write a review, share it with your friends. I really appreciate it. And I really appreciate you. Have a wonderful rest of your day and tune in next week where we'll have another episode on the psychedelic entrepreneur. Bye. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you're feeling inspired, I'd appreciate it if you showed your love with a review. And check out my YouTube channel where you can find the video version of this podcast. You can also head to bethaweinstein.com to learn more about me and grab my free business growth trainings. Remember, you carry your own unique medicine, and your medicine is what we need for these times.